Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Really, there's nowhere else for me to start but with Antonio Brown. It's hard to keep track of what's going on with Antonio Brown. Just when you think you're out, he pulls you right back in. And if you really look at it, in simply the last, 48 hours, there's been twists and turns and all sorts of things going on. I mean, the big blow-up was at the Raiders facility the other day with Mike Mayock, the GM. Where there was some sort of confrontation. Antonio Brown was not happy with the prospect of being fined and had some stuff to say. You know, there's been reports on what he said. I don't really care what he said. Doesn't matter, I don't think. I mean, the pattern of behavior is the issue, not anything that came out of his mouth. I mean, he denies one word that's been reported he used. Speaking, you know, as a white guy, I wouldn't care if anybody called me that. There's no historical significance to the word that comes after Ritz or saltine or anything like that. So that's nothing. But the pattern of behavior is totally troubling. It's totally troubling. And you've had this guy become more erratic over time, where there's literally nothing you could read that would catch you off guard, right? Like, anything could come out and you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, even if it doesn't make sense, like freezing your feet in a cryo chamber or refusing to play over a helmet or so on and so forth. So there was that huge blow up, and it seemed like that might be it at the time. The Raiders were reportedly gearing up to try and take away the guaranteed money from his contract, going to go for a suspension, and all that. They were ready to act, it seemed, and then they did nothing. And they just said, nah, we're not going to do anything. He apologized, which apparently happened, and Antonio Brown is now slated to play on Monday. So Antonio Brown treated the Raiders as Rick James did Eddie Murphy's couch. That's what's been going on for the past couple days. He's grinding his feet into the Raiders' couch, first denying that he did anything to the couch, then saying, yeah, sorry, I messed up your couch. But with glee, he's grinding his feet into the Raiders' couch. So you thought on Friday that he was going to play on Monday, and that was the end of it. But of course, there's never an end to it. You know, you remember the Incredible Hulk movie? Before Mark Ruffalo took over the character, there was one movie that was pretty bad, you know, mediocre, with Edward Norton as Bruce Banner. And in that movie, he had the thing of days without incident. Basically days where he wasn't the Hulk, didn't turn into the Hulk. We need one of those counters for Antonio Brown because it's a days without incident thing. And right now, I don't know when the last time we've gotten to a full day was. Because when you would have thought yesterday might have been the day without incident per se, with the apology and him being slated to play Monday, and the takes that followed about the Raiders being weak and unable to enforce anything. And really, you know, if I'm the Raiders, given what's gone on here, I would be doing everything in my power to make sure I have the case to not pay that $30 million necessarily. Because I believe a one-game suspension would have allowed them to have a little bit more flexibility. But if he plays in week one, they're going to owe him a bunch of money. So the Raiders do just seem like they're rolling over here. And then last night, I don't know how many people saw this. Maybe we can get the audio up. Guys, do we have... Have you seen the Antonio Brown video? Do we have the Shep Anthony? Do we have the audio from the Antonio Brown video? It might be worth playing. If not, we can get it and play it after the break. But all right, we'll play it after the break. Antonio Brown put out a video last night on his YouTube that, first of all, is fire. The video is great. It's marvelously edited. It's better than the entire season of Hard Knocks. Like, it's impressive with all this stuff going on that Hard Knocks was actually boring. I don't know how they pulled that off, considering what's gone on with Antonio Brown. The ability to make boring content out of Antonio Brown seems borderline impossible at this point. But they did it. But the video he posted, which is like 2 minutes long, is better than the entire season of Hard Knocks by a mile. And it's basically like a commercial for Antonio Brown. And the theme of it is that everyone thinks he's crazy. You know, he could have used my voice probably as part of that montage. And everyone's doubting him, and he's more than just a football player. He's a man, but he works harder than anybody else on the football field. And fine, I think most people, if it just came out, would be like, all right, whatever. But the part of it that has a lot of people talking is that there is a apparently recorded conversation between Brown and John Gruden on this video. And the recording is basically, you know, John Gruden asking Antonio Brown if he wants to be a Raider. And, quote, he says, "You're the most misunderstood human being I've ever met in my life," is what Gruden says to Antonio Brown in this recording. And then there's Gruden sort of pleading with him, you know, "You're such a great football player. Why can't you cut this other stuff out and just play football?" And Antonio Brown goes, "Well, I'm more than a football player. I'm a person or whatever. I'm a man," which is true. I mean, all football players, all people should be treated like individuals. It's just, I'm kind of snickering at it, not because that's not a valid thing to say, but because in the scheme of everything else that's come before with Antonio Brown, it's sort of funny. And that's the part that has people going, what happened here? Because either John Gruden was in on it, and this is like unbelievable promotion, and perhaps we've all been worked in a sense of pro wrestling style. They call it a work when something appears to be actually real but is just part of the story. Either John Gruden was involved in that and it was a work and we all look really stupid, or John Gruden was recorded without his consent and then put on blast publicly by Antonio Brown after everything else that's gone on. Now, I think it was Chris Mortensen said that Gruden apparently thought the video was awesome. I mean, the video is awesome. It's basically objectively awesome. It's a great video. It's a great, like, hype video. I watched it. I was like, yeah, Antonio Brown. Even though I've been like, this dude is out of his mind. And I don't even know if it's funny out of his mind, right? Like, I think some of his behavior is, like, legitimately concerning, and I'd be worried about him. But the key question, I think, is whether John Gruden was aware that he was being recorded and this was going to be posted. The quote, "Please just stop this bleep and play football," John Gruden to Antonio Brown. And that's just the latest. That came out last night after the apology, after it was announced he was going to play Monday. And by the way, the statement Antonio Brown made in front of the media yesterday was hilarious, just because he was so like curt and almost couldn't be bothered. He was like, "Yeah, sorry. I just want to play football. no more talking, and then walked away. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. That's amazing. I mean, what do you say? Help me. That's where I'm at right now. I know it's my job to say stuff, but I need your help. Tell me what to say. What is there to say about Antonio Brown? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. What is there to say anymore about Antonio Brown? That hasn't been said. Where are we with it now? I mean, this dude is posting videos with his coach conversations. If John Gruden's in on it, it's a hilarious troll. But if he's not, even if Gruden says he was happy about it, aren't you concerned that after all this, you know, like when this dude was on the verge of possibly losing his $30 million guaranteed, he's just putting private conversations with his coach out for the world to see as part of a hype video, albeit an awesome hype video. It's both simultaneously insane and insanely awesome. We'll play you the video audio coming up next, but I need to know. I need your help. What is there to say about Antonio Brown? You guys must have something to say. It's dominated the news. Help me. Help me. Because I've run out. What do you want me to do? At some point, you're stumped. Even the best of us can be stumped. And right now, I am stumped. I don't know what to say about this dude anymore. You never know. You never know what's behind the next tweet or YouTube video or hot air balloon or frostbitten feet or helmet scandal or box of crackers. You never know what's next. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. 855-212-4CBS. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Boy, he sure sounds excited, doesn't he? That was the sound of someone who is excited. Antonio Brown was excited to be back with the Raiders. I don't know what else to say about this dude. You know, part of me wonders, like, how much he's in on everything that's going on, and this is part of his marketing ploy. Part of me is concerned for his mental health. Like, is he all right? Is he all right? Is something going on upstairs? Because this is not normal behavior. And then you get the video that comes out last night after that apology, after everything else, with a private conversation between he and John Gruden in a hype video for Antonio Brown that is marvelously edited and is a fantastic video. But if John Gruden wasn't aware beforehand that he was being recorded for something that was going to be made public, even if Gruden after the fact says it was great, that's a little bit of a, I don't know about that one there. What else is there to say about Antonio Brown? Please help me. Help me, because I got nothing. I'm going to turn the mic off. I give up. I tap out. Tap out. Uncle, I got nothing else to say. Got nothing else to say but Uncle. Remember that recording artist, Uncle Cracker? He used to have some songs. I don't even remember any of the songs, but he had a big song. I tap out and say Uncle. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Robert in Dallas? Robert, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, you know, I listen to your show a lot, and I call once in a while, and usually I'm pretty 75-80% in agreement with you, but I don't think you could be more wrong on several things on this Antonio Brown.
Okay.
First, when you say, you know, that he used that racial stuff that he said, and did he not say it? You know, first, it does matter whether he said it or not, and I think he did. That's not the kind of word somebody just makes up and puts it in your mouth. And if you had
I don't think it matters in the context of his behavior. His behavior is wrong. Period. He should be held accountable for his behavior, whether he used that word. I just don't think that word has any historical significance, so it doesn't matter.
But if you look it up in the definition, it is a historical.
But based on what? Like, for instance, there are other slurs that have historical significance because of what happened to the people that they're associated with. White males have had in the history of mankind, like, no hardships. So it just doesn't matter. I mean, like, I guess you don't want any... You wouldn't want any racial animosity, period. And nobody should be judging other people based on their race, period. But when you're from a race that has experienced no historical hardships, any word like that being thrown around doesn't really carry the weight that it would for other people who have been in, you know, situations or their families have been in situations where they've actually experienced stuff.
We're going to agree to disagree on that, but I'm going to say this. At the beginning of the show, you wouldn't even say the word. You said the word that goes after the word rich, but that's fine.
I was joking around, pretending that it was... I just joked about Uncle Cracker also. That was a recording artist. You know, like...
And this is my second point, just real quick. You know, the mental illness thing, I'm so sick of hearing this, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm 51 years old now. I've just turned 51.
Mm-hmm.
Between the ages of 25 and 40, I did a lot of bad things and morally wrong, not legally, but morally.
Sure.
And I didn't have a mental illness. I was just a horrible, horrible human being. Just horrible.
But why does what your experience, and I'm glad that you've changed that, but why is your experience have to be the same as others?
No, because we're so quick to point out that when somebody does something wrong, maybe it's mental illness. Maybe they're just a horrible person.
I would agree. I understand what you're saying. I understand your point. I do. But my issue with Antonio Brown is that his behavior has become increasingly erratic and borderline inexplicable. And whether or not he had these tendencies before, and credit Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers if he did, and we just didn't hear about them at all, they seem to have gone to a whole nother level of late. That's where my concern comes from. I mean, you could be right, but his behavior is not that of someone who is necessarily all right upstairs.
And I agree with to a certain extent, but let me tell you, and this is my last point. I deal with a lot of mentally ill, clinically diagnosed people, and the funny thing about it is whether they're going to lose $30 million or not, they don't change their tune, because a lot of mentally ill people, when they're going downhill, it doesn't mean anything to them. And it's funny, when he learned the consequences of it, his contract might be voided, he gets up there and he apologizes.
Well, he also has an agent in Drew Rosenhaus who's managing this situation and has done a lot through the NFL, because the fact that he would do anything to risk $30 million guaranteed, most of us aren't doing anything that could put our $30 million guaranteed at risk. And he's done it repeatedly to the point of where they were actually, you know, working their way towards taking that away. So, yeah, you're right. He learned the consequence and then, you know, reacted, I suppose. But even putting himself in a situation, how often have we seen anybody put themselves in a situation where the guaranteed part of their contract is going to be taken away? That would be concerning to me.
We had a linebacker for the Cowboys, and I can't remember his name, and he lost his contract because he was truly mentally ill, and he couldn't control what he did. And I'm trying to remember his name, but it was a big deal in Dallas. And when you're mentally ill, I'm telling you, I deal with mentally ill people on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
And when you could tell that person, hey, you're going to go to jail or you're going to do this, and they don't care.
Sure, really, but there's a broad spectrum, Robert, right? Like, I mean, there's a broad spectrum of that, and I'm not qualified to diagnose someone with anything. I'm not qualified. It's pure speculation. All I'm saying is his behavior is erratic enough where I'm concerned about it. I don't know what the cause may be. You know, all of us have. I've been in therapy for a while, not because I'm mentally ill, but because, you know, I wanted to better myself and have better self-awareness and deal with some of, you know, like anxiety kind of issues that some of us go through. So there's that end of the spectrum. Then there's the end of the spectrum where people need to be institutionalized. And then there's a lot in between. I mean, you've heard people come out and say stuff. So I don't know what's going on in anybody's head. You know, you get speculation about all sorts of things. You hear CTE speculation. I'm not qualified to diagnose that. Nobody can. They can't even test that until after you're gone. But it's something that has been a problem and is prevalent in the sport he plays. And, of course, people have linked him to the post-Vontaze Burfict hit, if you remember when he got totally laid out on that play and wondered if there's any coincidental, you know, tie into the increasingly erratic behavior. Again, that's wild speculation. We're not qualified to say. What I can say is that his behavior is erratic enough where I have a degree of concern about whether he's okay. I mean, that's not like just a me thing or a rare thing. A lot of people are saying that because people don't act like this normally. I hope he's just a jerk. You know, like, I hope. But most people aren't a jerk to that degree, even jerks, right? We've dealt with, like, we've dealt with diva wide receivers in the past. Right? I remember starkly the T.O. thing. And T.O. was in his driveway, right, doing sit-ups. And what did he do?
That was actually entertaining.
Yeah. He criticized Donovan McNabb, right? That was basically what he did. Yeah. So, like, that was a scandal in a sense at the time because a player shouldn't be throwing his quarterback under the bus, and it caused friction in the locker room, and it definitely caused a problem with the team. But it was like all right, this is what he thinks, this is what he's saying, and he likes attention kind of deal. It wasn't a pattern of just wild and ludicrous behavior all over the place that you can't really explain. Like, you could explain T.O. T.O. liked attention. T.O. maybe was, you know, a bit insecure and sensitive at the time, but you can explain that. I can't explain Antonio Brown's behavior.
He's right? He's nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
So basically, he's nuts.
It seems that way. Either he's a mad genius or he's just gone mad.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What do you make of Antonio Brown? Please, help me out. I don't know what else to say about dude anymore. I'm out of words. While I compose myself, I'll tell you, Sunday, the NFL on CBS schedule kicks off with two of the most dynamic QBs in the game, Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes, making their highly anticipated 2019 debuts. Check local listings for the game in your area, and it all begins with the NFL today on CBS. I mentioned the video that Antonio Brown posted last night. You won't be able to see it and see a lot of the good editing that was done, but you can hear it right now.
AD.
Yep.
Antonio, coach is on the line.
Hey, me.
Coach.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, coach?
What the hell's going on, man?
There's a villain all over the news, man.
Is Antonio all right?
He didn't behave like this before he started getting this money.
There's something wrong with AB.
Antonio Brown has been an absolute embarrassment.
You're not a villain. You're the most misunderstood MMA in my entire life. Ever. I mean, I brought you here because you're my favorite guy. I've never seen a guy more fun. And I don't know where you are in your life right now, Austin. All I know is you got a lot of things going. There's a lot of people that have an opinion about you. And whether it be good or bad, you're in the spotlight all the time. Let me ask you this. Do you want to be a Raider or not?
Man, I've been trying to be a Raider since day one. I've been working so hard at anyone. I don't know why it's a question of me being the Raider. Like, do you guys want me to be the Raider?
Please stop the and just play football. How hard is it, man? You're a great football player. Just play football.
Yeah, but I'm more than a football player, man. I'm a real person. It ain't about the football. I know how to do that. I'll show you guys down in the daily. This is my life. Ain't no more games.
Okay, then. That was the video Antonio Brown posted. I thought it was a cool video. I liked it. But as far as the context of it, one, he's making himself out to seem like, you know, he's the victim here, which is pretty hilarious. If this was all some giant work, he's a mad genius and not just mad. But there's a lot to question about Antonio Brown's behavior. And also in that video, to question whether John Gruden knew he was being recorded and that was going to be made public. Apparently Gruden said it was awesome, but that could be after the fact and spin since the Raiders are laying down. Again, Antonio Brown is treating the Raiders like Rick James once did Eddie Murphy's couch. That's what's going on here.
It's amazing because, like, what have the Raiders done to Antonio Brown? They haven't done anything to him. They brought the guy in.
All they do is keep enabling him.
They paid him. They gave him a bunch of money. They had nothing to do with his feet. They had nothing to do with the helmet situation. Gruden's been there, kisses behind the whole time. And, you know, it's unbelievable. They've been so welcoming, and they've done everything to please this guy, and he's just totally screwing them. The Raiders haven't done anything to Antonio.
Yeah, and I can't believe they're not going to do anything now, and he's going to play on Monday. That's wild.
Right.
It's wild. You know, unless they've been in on this whole thing, which I can't imagine they're all that conniving and manipulative to be able to pull that off, right? Like, that's another level. I would give them some form of a hat tip if that were the case. But it seems to me like, you know, Antonio Brown may play it up for gags in that video, whoever edited it. But I am a little concerned about dude. Like, he's not exhibiting the behaviors of a mentally healthy person, necessarily. Let's go to David in Green Bay. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Robin, I love your show. You always got great topics and concepts in regards to letting people voice an opinion. I've been listening now for 40 minutes, and you guys have said Antonio Brown about 75 times.
Yeah.
You know, it really, you know, this guy, and I also have, help me, what do we do with a jerk like this, an idiot, a self-absorbed person? Someone who is, he's not crazy. He's crazy like a fox. He wants his name out there. He wants to be promoted. He wants to use the narrative in social media to have everybody talking about him, not football. Monday morning when we get the results from the game the night before or the day before, we can call him Antonio Brown. I suggest you used some facetious comedic with Uncle Cracker earlier. The song that you will remember, and I love your music takes too, Robin, Follow Me.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Follow me on
follow
this
me when everything is all right or something like that.
hey, social media, radio listeners, Robin Lundgren followers, let's start. Let's start something new. Let's call the guy what he is. If we got to talk about him because it's a story, I get that. It's a responsibility that you have. But let's say, hey, what did the jerk do today? What did the idiot want us to listen to last night? Why are we talking about this self-righteous self-promoter? Let's call him what he is when we have to talk about those things. But when it comes to football, just a suggestion, follow me on this. We'll call him Antonio Brown. Other than that, I'm tired of it. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
I was tired of it too. And then recently I got back in. I don't know if it was the circumstances around his thing with Mayock or just a genuine curiosity. I mean, there's definitely validity to the idea that he's promoting himself, right? He's become more famous this offseason. BO9E man, sort of boogeyman, tweets in, I think Antonio Brown just loves the publicity. He lives for it. He can't get enough of it. And that could be true, but it also could be, like, here's the thing people have trouble with sometimes. Things can be simultaneously true, right? Like, he can be acting like a total jerk and basically a malignant narcissist, and also something can be not quite right upstairs at the same time that's amplifying that. I don't know. Again, I'm not qualified to diagnose him or to say I know what's going on with this guy. All I know is that his behavior is not normal. I think we could all agree with that. Phil in Knoxville. Phil, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm a Dolphins and Vols fan, so I'm kind of crawling out of the graveyard of fandom here to call in. Hey, you know, I want to go back to what you said, you know, and I don't know if there's a link to necessarily CTE. But, you know, unfortunately, several of my friends are diehard Steelers fans. And, I mean, they've pointed out, you know, way before this incident, when he took that hit against the Bengals in the wild card game, from that point on, his behavior has done a, you know, it's completely changed. And it's not been regressive over time. You know, at Central Michigan, we didn't hear about any of this stuff, even when he was, you know, coming on as an All-American. We didn't hear any of this stuff at the Steelers. But from that point on, he's gone downhill. And it reminds me, I knew a guy, and I guess I graduated with him from college, and he was in a remember, we saw inline skate. Well, not all, but 20 years ago, inline skating was a thing. And the guy was a pretty laid-back guy. And he took, he fell and hit his head on a railing when he was inline skating. And the guy was never the same. He was out for a couple of weeks, concussion, had some head things. And we watched this guy regress. He went from a guy who's, you know, not a guy who would be a fighter, so to speak. And all of a sudden his temper changed. He started acting erratically. And as far as I know, I think he lives out of home with his mom and he's, you know, 40 some years old. So it just kind of reminds me of that. And so there might be some truth. I was going to get your take on that. I know you can't diagnose him, but when you have a thing like that, a hit of that nature, and then you change, there's got to be a link, don't you think?
Look, I don't know. I don't know. That's the first thing. You have to be responsible when you talk about stuff like this, because we can't just say anytime a football player acts strange, it's CTE, right? Like, that's not responsible. However, CTE is a real thing. It's a real thing. You know, it's a scary thing. We've seen it alter people's behavior. And I think there's a group of people out there, whenever they hear something like that, they think it's an excuse for behavior. But that's not the case. You know, your brain is your operating system. And if something is up with your brain, all bets are off, right? I mean, I'm going to use a very extreme example because it's true. Aaron Hernandez had terrible CTE, like terrible, like holes in his brain. Does that mean the CTE caused him to do the things that he did? Nobody knows. Does it excuse the things he did? Absolutely not. Was he like that before? Any symptoms of CTE? Totally possible. Maybe even likely. But is it at the same time, you know, a factor in what took place? You cannot remove that idea, because if your brain is damaged, your behavior is then questionable as a result. I mean, like all of us, what do? You think before you do something, right? And if that wiring is off, all bets are off. So given that that's like a real thing with football players, and given that there was such a high-profile hit, I understand the speculation. You know, it was, I think, Ryan Clark who said that he knew if they paid Antonio Brown, things might get worse. So you've had that speculation around him, and that maybe this was a behavior that he was exhibiting behind the scenes that didn't really blow up publicly. So perhaps it's just a function of his personality, and he's just, you know, a jerk. That's also possible. But that's the issue. I mean, Mike Tomlin's like the greatest coach of all time. If Antonio Brown was behaving like this the whole time and we never found out about it, because he would probably have been used in contrast to some of the diva-ish receivers in the past, and somebody would have said, well, look at Antonio Brown. We don't hear anything bad about him, and all he does is produce on the field. And now the only guy we hear about is Antonio Brown. So, yeah, it's concerning when someone's behavior seems to just become so out of control, and even the negative tendencies they probably possessed before are just amplified. Is it CTE? It's not responsible for me to say that. Is it possible? Sure. I mean, like, look, that's a thing that happens to football players. You can't blame it for every bad action a football player does. That's reckless. But you also can't rule out that it could be a contributing factor, because scientifically it's been proven to alter people's behavior, and it's linked to football. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, he has 30 million reasons to apologize. My take is, when a most, when in doubt, get a most. They have Derek Carr, and he's a three-time Pro Bowler. And he has an 88.8 passer rating and a completion rate of 68.9 last year and 4,409 yards. It's the quarterback that makes the receiver, not the receiver that makes the quarterback. And they'll find a replacement. And the Raider players will be challenged. You know, players play best when they are challenged. They try to pick up the slack. And they'll, you know, they'll say, well, see, look, we're doing well. We don't need you, Antonio. So they're going to pick up the slack. I think Gruden is a little bit too sloppy, too political correct. You know, I wish they had Mike Vick or Bill Parcells as the coach. You know, they wouldn't stand for that nonsense. And
well, it does seem like John Gruden is letting Antonio Brown walk all over him, that's for sure. What do you make of Antonio Brown? I mean, there's really hard to say anything else. I would love some new insight or just reactions because it's a massive, massive story. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. The guys, I've never really seen anything like that. Like, I know people say that, but it's true. And also, you know, I think you see this chorus. Like, Antonio Brown can play that clip from his video with all the people sort of saying similar things. You're getting a chorus because there's no other thing to say about it. The behavior's wild, right? Like, I try to come up with my own approach and angle on every topic because I think about it individually. I don't want to sound like the chorus. I don't want to sound like the chorus. But what else is there to say? What's the only possible other alternative is that this has been some sort of promotional stroke of genius, culminating in the release of that video on the eve of, you know, the season. Otherwise, dude's just out of his mind. 855-212-4227. What do you make of Antonio Brown? The latest being the video he released last night, which appears to feature John Gruden being recorded, maybe unbeknownst to him. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.